How do you feel about living in Connecticut? It's an honest question. And there's a new survey that was just conducted by the University of New Hampshire. It shows there are a lot of unhappy people living in our state. What do you mean, Melissa? Well, let me just tell you really quickly. Only 1 in 6 residents who were part of this survey described Connecticut as very or somewhat affordable. 4 in 10 residents say they are likely to move out of the state within 5 years. And even more want to move out, higher than any other surveyed New England state just this month. Joining me now to talk more about this, one of our state lawmakers who would also love to see more affordability in our state and believes that we didn't really get there in this last legislative session. That is Senator Jeff Gordon, who is also one of the only doctors who serves up in our legislature. He joins us back on the show. Senator Gordon, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'll ask the very obvious, and I think I already know the answer, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Were you shocked by the results of this survey?
No, I'm not shocked. This is exactly what I've been hearing from people time and time again when I'm out meeting with them. I represent 13 towns in Northeast Connecticut. I'm out a lot talking with people and listening to them, and I hear this all the time. Connecticut is more and more unaffordable. If I could afford to actually move, I would consider it. I would be likely to move unless things don't get better. We hear this all the time. So I'm not surprised by it. It's just a continued sign of the serious problem we have.
So it's interesting that this came out, I would say, you know, not even 24 hours after I was having a conversation with another state lawmaker on this show this week. And we were talking about the deal with Aquarion that happened at the beginning of the month. And it's not a matter of if it was a good deal or a bad deal. I mean, if you asked the municipality leaders where Aquarion is used for the hundreds of thousands of residents in Connecticut, no matter where they stand politically, they said it was a bad deal. It's a bad deal. There's no oversight. There are environmental issues with it. It impacts, taxes that, you know, went to some municipalities. There's a lot wrong with it, and there's a lot of unknowns with it, and we just didn't flush that deal out correctly at all, point blank. And even the attorney general agrees with, again, the bipartisan municipality leaders who were upset about this. And what bothers me, and I said this during that interview, what bothers me about deals like that is it's not even a matter of, well, we know what's best, but it makes me feel like we are willing, lawmakers in Connecticut are willing to let Connecticut residents hang in the balance. Like, you know what? If your water bills go up, you're going to pay them. You know, if things happen with a utility that is kind of a human right, if you will, having access to good, clean water, if we got to make adjustments, like, you're just going to deal with them. I can't stand feeling like that. I can't stand feeling like you can just kind of walk all over us as tax or rate payers and that just doesn't matter and that we're just always going to be here, like, all reliable. And that's how that feels. It does.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. I hear this from my constituents a lot, that they're just taken for granted by the state, and they're just asked to pay more and more and more taxes on their electric bills, more taxes here and there. The problem is that you have a massive one-party rule, as we all know, there in Hartford, and they're just very arrogant and feel that businesses and taxpayers can just pony up more money. I live in the real world. You live in the real world. And in the real world, it's becoming very difficult for people to make ends meet. I talk with them all the time. I have to do a lot of constituent services to help people connect to various programs, even payment plans for their electric bills or paying their property taxes with their towns. So my Republican colleagues and I in the Senate continue to promote common sense solutions, proposals, ideas, and the Democrats shoot them down. They don't want to talk about them. They don't want to debate them. They don't even want to vote on them. And to me, that's not what government should be. I'm calling, and I have been calling, for a special session. The governor's running around talking about affordability. He has ideas. I have a list of ideas. Senate Republicans have good ideas. Let's actually meet real soon, special session, debate them, and decide and do more this year to be of help to people, why do we have to wait till January when we go back into session? The need is now. We should do something right now in special session.
So it's interesting you say that. And again, we have Senator Jeff Gordon here, who's also one of only two doctors who serves in our legislature. I think why I bring that up, Senator Gordon, is not just because I think you have a lot of accolades and, you know, your resume is fantastic. It's because I think that you have a really great grasp on a lot of the needs in Connecticut, including healthcare, which is one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest problems when you talk about affordability. And so I think that you bring, you know, a wealth of knowledge and I think perspective to, you know, when we talk about affordability in Connecticut, or the lack of affordability, rather. It's interesting you say that, because I was watching. So for the first time in I don't know how many years, for the first time, we have a primary election for governor for the Democratic race. And Josh Elliott, Representative Elliott, I should say, dropped his first commercial. It's good. It's really good. And the reason I say it's good is because he echoes a lot of what you are saying, which is that we are just going to kind of keep allowing the same antics to flow that have happened in the last two. And again, I'm not disrespecting Governor Lamont. I have a very great working relationship with him. I don't think he has been, by any stretch of the imagination, the worst governor at all. I think he's had high approval ratings. I think he's done a lot of great work for the state. But I think you have somebody who is a little bit out of touch with what the average person in Connecticut is going through. And I even think you are hearing it from Democrats that we're a little out of touch, because this legislative session was absolutely disappointing in the sense of having long-term affordability goals. Short-term, sure. School districts benefited, municipalities benefited from aid. But guess what? After that money runs out in a year, we're back to square one. We didn't accomplish any long-term affordability for Connecticut. And even Democrats, I think, maybe not all, but I am hearing it from Democrats that they, too, feel like we really missed the mark here. We really didn't get enough accomplished.
And I've been hearing that as well. Yes, we did do some things, significant more money, at least for this fiscal year. That started July 1st for education. We were able to bring more casino money back to the towns where it belongs. We did create a caregiver tax credit. We've done some things. What I found on the flip side of what I thought was some good things we did, the disappointment was no long-term thinking. That's what I've been pushing for. In fact, when I've been out heavily meeting with my constituents in my 13 towns, regardless of party, but I do hear this a lot from Democrats as well, is why can't the legislature do more? And why did the legislature decide, well, we ended our session in a short session this year, and now we're taking all these months and we're just saying wait till January of next year? They agree with me. There's more we should do. We know what we need to do. Just get us back into special session. The governor can call us in special session. I encourage him to do that. And then we can look to see what more to do. We shouldn't have to wait until the special session in January starts. And that's what I find frustrating and my constituents do. I think everybody around the state does, is why is the legislature waiting? You know, my Republican colleagues and I don't control the agenda of the legislature. But I call upon the governor, I call upon the speaker and the Senate president pro tem, get us back into session now. That's what the people want us to do, not just disappear and wait till January. I'm not disappearing. I'm continuing to propose things and work with people on issues. Let's just do it now. And that's what people find frustrating. They want us back there at the Capitol working, getting things done. I'm prepared to do it. Any day, I'll be there.
We are chatting with Senator Jeff Gordon, who recently called for a special session to actually tackle affordability, even though we just had a legislative session. It was a short session. And honestly, Senator Gordon, I know I'm kind of throwing out my grievances, but I cannot stand when the excuse for why we didn't come up with more long-term solutions is because it was a short session. Drives me nuts. I'm always like, okay, but we've known this is a problem for a really long time, so I don't know. Okay. But anyways, so you want to have a special session. I don't hate the idea, but I am wondering, you know, have you gotten any kind of feedback? Because I do know it's also a major gubernatorial election year. Obviously, the governor now in a primary. Have you gotten any sense that people are willing to do a special session?
I haven't really been hearing anything to suggest interest from the governor or from the Democratic leaders. I'll continue to call for it. Likely I'll end up sending a formal letter and see if I get a reply. It's not for me some type of political stunt. You hit the nail on the head. We had a short session of only 3 months. I don't like short sessions. We have a lot of work to do. Why do we limit ourselves and then say we're done and we've run out of time? We should just continue to get the work done that the people want us to get done. And I guess legally we have to go into special session and do it. Fine. We've gone into special and emergency sessions for things that have nothing to do with anything special or emergency.
Right. We just did that last November. Yep.
Yeah, we did for things that were not even an emergency. This is something that the people want us to do. I've been hearing overwhelming support from my constituents when I've been talking with them. They like the idea and they want us to continue to get back to work. I've remained at work, continuing on affordability issues. So we'll see, what happens. But again, to me, it's not a political stunt. It's something that we should do for the people of Connecticut to help them further. So we'll see where that goes. But so far, I've been hearing silence from Democratic leaders and the governor. You know, if the governor wants to speak with me and talk about holding a special session, be more than happy to talk with him. I'll do it in a bipartisan way and extend my hand out and say, let's work together and get some meaningful things done and not wait till January. Again, I think overwhelmingly the people want that.
Right.
Let's see if the political leaders will do it.
So it's in, you want to know, I'm not to put words or to tell you why I don't think it's a political move, Senator Gordon. It's not because I respect you. It's because I'm speaking as a taxpayer and a ratepayer and somebody who has their kid in public education in Connecticut. All of those things matter because you're asking us, as in, you know, the state is asking us to make really big decisions in November. You are asking us to determine who can lead our state effectively, who can lead our towns and our cities effectively up in Hartford. And what I find fascinating is I was just talking about how CCM, which has been a great partner with us on WICC to let us know what's going on across municipalities, all 169 of them. Joe DeLong comes on all the time. They're having their first meeting, the Citizens Assembly, this weekend. And they're going to meet, I think it's a total of 6 times over 3 months. And they are discussing property taxes, one of our biggest issues in Connecticut, arguably one of our biggest problems. And they ideally would have a good consensus by maybe early fall of what they think are some of the biggest problems. And again, what I love about this is it's coming from people in Connecticut. These are not lawmakers. These are not people who are in charge of different caucuses or groups or organizations, whatever. These are people like me who are paying taxes and are constantly looking at our Eversource bills going up and our aquarium, what have you. And what I find interesting, same thing for the Blue Ribbon Commission. That's going to look at how we're paying top down and in our education funding. What I find interesting is we're like, okay, give us those results by January, right before the session. Here are my two problems with that. Why are we waiting till after the election? Two, why are we going to present this right before the legislative session just so I can hear in June of next year? Well, we got the information, but you know, session goes so fast and we have thousands of bills. And so maybe by next session, now that we've really looked at what was given to us, we'll tackle this in 2028. Why are we going to do that? Why are we going to do that? It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Nothing against the Education Blue Ribbon Commission. Or the citizens group to look at municipal property taxes. 99% of all this stuff, quite frankly, I think we know what needs to be done. And anybody who keeps listening to municipal leaders like I do, I know CCM represents, they represent all but one of the towns in cities in Connecticut. And so they certainly hear from towns as well. We've been hearing year after year after year the things we need to do. We've been doing some of it in the legislature. I would like us to see a lot more. Frankly, I don't think we need to wait for these groups to meet. And you're right, present us something soon before we start, and then somehow it gets lost in next year's session. We can start doing some of this stuff now, because some of the stuff that's going to be discussed and presented is stuff we already know about. So we can start actually working on that right now and then see what additional, maybe new ideas come from these groups. And so we've already started the work right now. That's why I want a special session. And it gives us a huge leg up as we get ready for the January session. So I don't think we should wait at all. The need is now. The time is now. We can start doing it. And if it takes a lot of special sessions this year to get it done, you know, so be it. To me, that's actually good. We should be doing this type of stuff. We shouldn't have an excuse that, you know, we have to wait for the governor or somebody to call us into session. Should be a relatively easy thing to get us back in and get moving. But I share your concern. Why wait to the last minute before a session starts in January, and then suddenly, with the whirlwind of activity, we run out of time?
Well, and I'm sorry, but it's also a major election year. And I just think that that is ironic that we just didn't accomplish enough long term right before, not even just a gubernatorial election. You've got a lot of Senate and representative seats open, or people who are competing to stay in those seats. And we're going to wait until after the election to determine if we have the best leadership possible up in Hartford. I think that's a miss. I do. So, Senator Gordon, please let me know if by chance a special session does happen before November. Please keep us posted on that. And thank you always for giving us the time here on WICC. We appreciate it.